This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Тобто ми будемо використовувати як сталевий кулак, Iron Fist, для того, щоб пробивати.
Ukraine's defense minister said on Friday that new tanks supplied by NATO countries would serve as an iron fist in a counteroffensive by Kyiv to break through Russian defensive lines. The official Oleksiy Reznikov told the news briefing with his Polish counterpart that Western supplies of 155-millimeter artillery were vital for Ukraine to weather Russia's own attacks in the south and the east. Kyiv secured pledges from the West last month to supply main battle tanks to help fend off Russia's invasion, with Moscow mounting huge efforts to make advances in the east. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a visit to China that had been expected to start on Friday after a Chinese spy balloon was tracked flying across the United States in what U.S. officials called a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty. Blinken spoke to reporters Friday afternoon in Washington.
The first step is getting the surveillance asset out of our airspace, and that's what we're focused on. And I thought it was very important for Wang Yi, the senior foreign policy official in Beijing, to hear this directly from me.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson confirmed that the balloon did in fact belong to China. The spokesperson said it was a civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. Despite that, the U.S. Defense Department said Friday that the balloon is there for surveillance in violation of U.S. airspace and international law. Pope Francis met South Sudan President Salva Kiir and his family at the presidential palace on Friday. The pontiff began a visit to South Sudan on Friday with a plea to its leaders to turn their backs on violence, ethnic hatred, and corruption. This is VOA News. A federal jury in San Francisco has decided that Elon Musk didn't deceive investors with his 2018 Tesla tweets. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The 9-member jury took less than 2 hours to deliberate after 3 weeks of testimony. It's a major vindication for the billionaire, who is CEO of Tesla and Twitter. Musk tweeted in 2018 that he had received financing to buy Tesla in a deal that quickly unraveled. Musk spent about 8 hours on the witness stand during the trial and defended his motives. The trial hinged on whether his tweeting in 2018 misled Tesla shareholders, steering them in a direction that they argue cost them billions of dollars. I'm Norman Hall.
The United States on Friday renewed criticism of Afghanistan's Islamist Taliban for reneging on promises they would govern the country in a responsible way and respect the rights of all Afghans, including women. John Kirby, the National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, told VOA that the Taliban will continue to isolate itself from the international community unless it reverses restrictions on women. Since the Taliban seized control of Afghanistan in 2021, women have been banned from attending secondary schools and universities, working for international aid organizations, using parks and gyms, and traveling far from home without a male companion. America's employers added a robust 517,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate dipped to 3.4%. It was a surprisingly strong gain in the face of a drive by the Federal Reserve to slow growth and inflation with higher interest rates. Friday's government report added to the picture of a resilient labor market with low unemployment, relatively few layoffs, and many job openings, even as most economists foresee a recession in the future. Though good for workers, employers' steady demand for labor has also helped accelerate wage growth and contributed to high inflation. Award-winning Iranian film director Jafar Panahi was released from prison on bail Friday after he started a hunger strike to demand he be freed until a retrial. The news comes via the Directors Guild of Iran. Panahi started a hunger strike in prison to protest authorities' refusal to release him temporarily on bail. There was no official word from the judiciary on his release. Panahi was detained in July and told he would serve a 6-year prison sentence for charges of propaganda and inciting opposition protests. Britain's defense ministry said Friday that the Wagner Group's recruitment of convicts has dropped significantly. Wagner Group is the private company aiding Russian soldiers in the fight in Ukraine. The ministry said that the Russian Federal Penal Service experienced a decrease of just 6,000 inmates in November. Marissa Melton, VOA News.